Time now to take five for your community. A service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge. Mike McLemore is our guest today with the 20th Century Chevy Car Club. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. 41st Annual Car Fest and Cruise In is next weekend here in Washington. And what a big weekend it is, Mike. And plans and preparations are being finalized this week as we get ready for the big show. I guess we start Saturday night with the cruise. You brought me a map in here. It looks like the cruise route is going to be the same as last year.
We're going to keep it exactly the same as last year. We want people to come out and have their parties in their yard, and we wanted to keep the route the same so people's familiar with what's going on.
It really is a cool cruise. It encompasses most of the city of Washington, so you know where you've been before. If in doubt and don't know where to go, you can always go on Main Street because that's always a safe spot.
Main Street will be cleared. There'll be plenty of room for people to stand and watch the cars come up through there. And seems like there's always plenty of candy that's being thrown out as well.
And, we're averaging how many cars? Shoot, this cruise gets bigger, it seems like, every year.
Yes. This year we tried something different. We've actually increased the age of cars that can be in the show. We went from 1995 was the limit last year. Now we're up to 2005. So that 10-year increase in the cars that can be there, we expect a huge crowd this year. A lot of participants.
Yeah. And a good note there. So now 2005 and older cars can be a part of the cruise in this year. And then the cost. What's the cost to be a part of it?
Well, it's $15 to register your car. That covers Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, when we do have the cruise, when you register, you're entitled to the chili supper, which if you never had that, it's great. Also, after the cruise and we return to the park, we have American Pie playing on the bandstand. It's a great local band. People really come out and enjoy that. When that's over, we're going to do fireworks again this year. And last year it was a big success, and we've added the amount of money that we're spending on the fireworks this year should really be a good show.
It's a great way to cap off Saturday night's cruise, the live music from American Pie, and then the fireworks show. And then you head into Sunday, full day. The silent auction will be back in the community building. That's a good place to start and do some shopping.
Yes, it is. Silent auction, the effort that goes into organizing that is a year-round effort. We have a couple guys that just do an absolutely tremendous job. So if the public wants to come out and support our show, that's the place to go. There's a lot of really neat stuff there that they can purchase. They can bid on it and hopefully help the club financially. The club does a lot of things throughout the year. We have our annual Christmas project. We provide scholarships over at VU. We make improvements to the park every year, and we couldn't do any of that without this car show being a success and raising some money for those projects.
And over the past 17 years, over $38,000 is given back in projects that you just mentioned, so that is just awesome. It really is.
Yeah, we've had tremendous support from the public over the years, and we hope they all come out again this year.
Got a beautiful car going to be given away.
That 1992 Corvette is a beautiful car, clean, low-mileage car. For $5, you can take that home if you're the lucky winner.
Isn't that something? $5, you get a new 1992 Chevrolet Corvette. $5, you could win that thing.
Yep. Somebody wins it every year, and some people buy one ticket, some people buy a handful of them. So
whatever you wish.
Yes.
It only takes one to win, and you'll still be selling tickets at the park. If you haven't had a chance to get them yet, you can get them, and you'll be out and about still this weekend, too.
Yeah, tickets will be available Saturday and Sunday. The drawing will be one of the last things that we do on Sunday, probably around 3:30, 4 o'clock.
And the awards, you got special awards, lots of awards to be presented.
Yeah, we do. We have 100. We do what we call the top 100. So that'd be your best 100 cars in the show. And then we have special awards. I think it's about maybe 16 special awards for such as best paint, the Mayor's Award, Best Interiors, special awards like that.
It's the 41st Annual Car Fest and Cruise In next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, September 15th and 16th, Eastside Park in Washington. You can find everything on your club website, too, right?
Yes, you can. And I'd also like to mention that, parking around the park is kind of a premium for the public. So we do offer public transportation from the Tractor Supply parking lot area and the NASCO parking lot area. You can jump on the train right into the park, see the cars, and then they'll take you back to your car later in the day.
It's going to be a big weekend, and WAMW is proud to be your official CarFest and Cruise-In station. We'll have updates all weekend long. Coming up next weekend, Mike McLemore, thanks for stopping by for the visit, and we look forward to next weekend's car show.
Thanks for having us, and we certainly appreciate Memories 107.9, all the things they do for us.
Always glad to do it. Mike, thanks again for stopping by. Take 5 for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the villages at Oak Ridge.